United States.
Court shopping. An end to Judge Mandering? America's federal district courts may soon be harder to manipulate.
Amarillo, Texas, is known for its abundance of cattle, a local restaurant's 72-ounce steak-eating challenge, and, along an interstate highway, a vibrant drug trade. It is the narcotics traffickers who fill the town's federal courthouse. Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, appointed by Donald Trump, spends most days overseeing trials about fentanyl pills and powdered meth. But his rulings on several spicier cases have made the 47-year-old a conservative darling far beyond the Texas panhandle. Mr. Kaczmarek, who was brought up evangelical, reads the law like verses of Deuteronomy, interpreting the Constitution by attempting to divine what it meant in the founding era. That conservative philosophy has led Texas's Attorney General and other right-wing lawyers to bring cases against the Biden administration to Amarillo, where Mr. Kaczmarek hears each one. In 2021, he ordered Mr. Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which forced asylum seekers to stay beyond the border during processing, to be reinstated. In 2022, he nixed federal protections for transgender workers. In March, he put on hold President Joe Biden's lending rules for poorer Americans. And in recent days, Texas has again turned to Amarillo to challenge Biden administration rules protecting gay and trans students and closing a background check loophole for gun sales. The case that made Mr. Kaczmarek a villain to the left is still underway. Last spring, he issued a stunning ruling outlawing mifepristone, an abortion drug used by millions of women. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans scaled it back, but the case went to the Supreme Court in March. A decision is expected in June. In his chambers in Amarillo, Mr. Kaczmarek is unassuming, yet he is shaking up America. That is thanks to a curious feature of America's legal system, the practice of filing lawsuits in places where a sympathetic judge advances a litigant's mission by halting a government policy. The strategy, call it judgemandering, a cousin of electoral gerrymandering, has thwarted Mr. Biden's policies on immigration, student loans, and abortion pills. Before that, it frustrated Mr. Trump's efforts to bar transgender soldiers, divert emergency funds to build a border wall, and keep out travellers from certain Muslim countries. Judgemandering has two components. Filing lawsuits in places where litigants are guaranteed to find a friendly judge, and seeking a ruling that applies nationwide. But efforts are afoot to stop it. In March, the Judicial Conference issued new guidance. The body, comprising 25 lower court judges plus America's Chief Justice, who chairs it, sets policy for the federal courts. It suggested that cases involving challenges to national or state policies should be randomly assigned among all judges in one of America's 94 districts, to avoid high-profile cases systematically landing in a division with a lone judge. It has met some resistance. The chief judge of Mr. Kaczmarek's area said his courts would make no such change. Doing so would force court staff to travel far from home. The district is about as big as Michigan. In the Senate, meanwhile, dueling approaches have emerged, each tackling one of the two components of judgemandering. Mitch McConnell, the Republican minority leader, has introduced a bill seeking to limit judges' ability to block policies nationwide. Chuck Schumer, the Democratic majority leader, proposed legislation largely tracking the Judicial Conference's move. Clever lawyers have been flocking to sympathetic jurists in single-judge divisions for decades, not least in the Lone Star State. In 1968, Lyndon Johnson appointed William Wayne Justice to the federal bench. He became a magnet for civil rights lawyers. His rulings, that schools had to desegregate and that prisons needed sweeping reforms, gave him a reputation for shattering old Texas. In a motion to move a national immigration case out of small-town Texas last year, the Biden administration noted that all 28 lawsuits the state had brought against the federal government were filed in districts where local rules severely limit the number of judges to whom the cases could be assigned. And 18 were brought in four districts, Amarillo, Galveston, Midland, and Victoria, with just one judge. Such judge shopping runs the risk of undermining public confidence in the integrity of the judiciary, says Steve Vladek, a law professor at the University of Texas. Aiming for a judge inclined to side with you would be of little help if the ruling applied to just one dusty corner of America. So the second part of judgemandering is the national injunction. The ability of any of America's 677 district court judges to stymie a government action nationwide. A recent article in the Harvard Law Review shows that use of such injunctions has risen in the past decade, peaking when Mr. Trump was in the White House. And whereas roughly half of the injunctions against George W. Bush and Barack Obama were handed down by judges appointed by presidents of their own parties, 59 of the 64 against Mr. Trump were imposed by judges seated by Democrats, and all 14 against Mr. Biden in 2021-23 by jurists picked by Republicans. For much of the country's history, the judicial process has been more measured, with the Supreme Court typically stepping in only after two or more regional appellate courts reached disparate rulings. For a single district court judge to issue a ruling so momentous that the Supreme Court has no choice but to take it up in a rush looks to many like a sign that something has gone awry. It is starting to weigh on some members of the Supreme Court. In 2020, in a case on a move by Mr. Trump against asylum seekers, Justices Neil Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas looked askance at overreach by a New York judge who had blocked the change. Liberals are fed up too. In 2022, Justice Elena Kagan suggested that Texas's far-fetched argument against Mr. Biden's immigration enforcement policy had prevailed at trial only because the state managed to pick a judge whose rulings dependably thwart Mr. Biden's plans. In March, Justice Gorsuch criticized Mr. Kaczmarek's rejection of mifepristone. A court should not, he said, position itself as a nationwide legislative assembly. And in April, seven justices mused about national injunctions in a case on transgender medical care for children. Lower courts, Justice Gorsuch wrote, should revert to a more piecemeal and deliberative judicial process. On a recent evening in Midland, Texas's oil capital, James Ho, a Fifth Circuit judge, gave a speech criticizing the efforts to curb judgemandering. In sports, he said, the home teams have an advantage because umpires don't like to be booed by the hometown crowd. So, too, can federal judges be swayed by pressure from powerful people. But he reckons that jurists who stay calm and carry on despite scorn from Washington's political elites, like his friend in Amarillo, need not be muffled. The hometown crowd Mr. Ho is decrying seems to include Chief Justice John Roberts, who brought attention to judge shopping in his year-end report on America's judiciary in 2021, and Jeffrey Sutton, the Chief Judge of the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, who hailed the Judicial Conference's new policy. Both are conservatives, appointed by George W. Bush. Moves from left and right suggest a new mood is emerging that courts need to be unrigged. It is no longer just fans of the opposing team who are shouting at the referees. Soon, Mr. Kaczmarek may be compelled to turn more of his attention back to the slice of the country where the southern plains meet the western desert.